you mentioned the distancing is too light, which we've all recognised. But earlier in the program, you mentioned about these murders in Christchurch as well.
Mm.
Now, one of the questions I have is how many of these taggers then go on to violent crimes in the future and possibly even murder? I mean, maybe all because they haven't been made accountable for their actions earlier in their life.
Yep, I completely agree with you. That is the problem. And that's what I've been saying, that if we have these light punishments for petty crime now, what does that potentially lead to?
Exactly. And the thing is, what example is our justice system doing that even when they murder, the sentences are too light, in the, like as in the example of that guy Edwards who allegedly abducted that wee two-year-old last night.
That's right, the man that murdered the, you know, the interior designer, and he's the same man responsible for abducting this baby. I mean, for a start, why on earth is he out of prison? He murdered somebody. He murdered, and he's out of prison?
Yes, and you go, then it goes back to that he was actually convicted on manslaughter.
Oh, that's right.
Again, you know, which again is shows our justice system is how the hell he ever didn't get charged for murder in the first place. But these violent criminals only have to serve one third of their sentence before being eligible for parole. So again, what example was that teaching our youngsters of today?
Well, it's saying if you commit a crime, you may go to jail, but don't worry about it because you'll get parole within a year, depending on your crime.
Exactly.
And that is a terrible thing.
Yes, and I mean, the thing is, just the way Christchurch are feeling with is being victims as a result of what these taggers have done, then, I mean, all the families that then become victims as a result of a murder of their family member, I mean, this just goes on. And it has happened in our family, and I know what it does, and you're a victim for life.
Sorry, what do you mean it's happened in your family?
Like, we've been related to where a family member has been murdered as a result. So, I mean, this was a few years ago. It was not directly related to me, but our family was directly affected by the result of this. And what actually happens in the end is these criminals then go on into prison. They still get a lot of rights. Whereas victims of these horrendous crimes, whether it be violent crime or murder, that you actually go on to be picking up the pieces for the rest of your life, then only have to, possibly not in our case, but a lot of people I know then go on to face parole hearings a third of the sentence down the line.
First of all, I'm incredibly sorry to hear about your family member. That is horrible.
Yes.
But you must feel outraged then when you know this murderer is sitting in prison and will eventually get parole, and it feels like the family has to go through all this again.
Yes, I mean, hopefully in our case it won't happen because the sentence was a bit tougher because he had so much history.
Mm.
But then again, that shouldn't happen in the first place because of that. But there is a lot of families sitting in Christchurch presently who have this hanging over their shoulders, for in the next year.
Mm.
And it's sad that these poor families have to be re-victimised continually because of our justice system.
But I think you're right. If we come down hard on the petty crime first, perhaps we stop these idiot youths in their tracks before they commit harder crime.
Yes, and it can only be done through numbers and getting the backing of New Zealand. And with the flag with John Key, the mention of changing the flag, yes, it would be quite nice to see the change. But again, it's a referendum is involved. But I prefer to see that the energy is put into changing our justice system to have tougher penalties out there.
Nice you said, Robin. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in this morning. Wow, what a powerful caller. Dan, good morning to you. Dan, are you there? Nope, Dan's gone. We must have dropped off. We'll try and see if we can get Dan back. But I think Robin makes a good point, doesn't she? That if we have harsher penalties earlier on for young offenders when it comes to tagging, that would hopefully stop them in their tracks at an earlier age and prevent them from going on to harder crime, wouldn't it? 340-1098-0800 80-1080, and on that school of thought, you know, we've got a 22-year-old man who's in hospital after being shot in the chest. He's in a serious condition. Three people arrested, all located in a house in Spraydon. Two men and a woman will appear in the Christchurch District Court on firearms charges. Well, for a start, Warren, what on earth were they doing, having a loaded gun in their car in the first place? A 44-year-old woman arrested and charged with murder back in February after an incident in St Albans. A pensioner killed by her own neighbour in Spraydon. I mean, you know, what on earth is going on? Do we feel safe as a society in Christchurch? And I think Robin makes a good point. You know, we can laugh off the tagging, we can scrub it off, they'll do it again. But if we introduce tougher penalties earlier on, do you think they would stop the flow of those that go on to harder crime? It is 20 past 10.
What you need? Get the look. Add value to your home and experience the best of outdoor living with the veranda from Stratco. Need a fence, domestic or commercial? Stratco lightweight coloured steel fencing looks great, and from just $69 a metre including GST, it's a steal. Need a garden shed? Stratco have many different styles and sizes to suit your needs. Call them on 0800 99 4433 or go online at stratco.co.nz.
What you need today?
They're the latest poster boys for Still Shop, Bucko and Rumbo. Visit them today at Still Shop Blenheim Road, Still Shop Northwood, and Foster's Rangiora.
The Still Shop Foster's boys are making quite a noise. A noise that just applies to Carol Still.
G'day, your old mate, the Mad Butcher. I've gone madder than ever this week. It's the New Zealand pork sale in all Mad Butcher stores. Pork shoulder roast down to only $4.99 a kilo. That's right, you didn't hear me wrong. Pork shoulder roast, only $4.99 a kilo. While stocks last, one roast per customer. And check out all the other great pork specials in store, because this week, it's the New Zealand pork sale in all Mad Butcher stores. Pork shoulder roast, only $4.99 a kilo.
From the rubble, heroes arise. Stephen, your city needs you.
Me? What can I do? I'm just a carpenter.
You can rebuild it. You can restore it, Stephen. Are you in?
Give me my nail gun.
Build Tech, heroes of the rebuild. To join the Build Tech team and their crusade, go to heroesoftherebuild.co.nz.
At Harcourts, we've successfully sold over 160,000 homes in Christchurch. We use our size to help you reach your dreams. Harcourts, big team, big picture.
News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. Not long to go until we speak to the Save Hagley Park campaigner Martin Meehan and international cricketer Andrew Ellis, who wants to get this Hagley Oval redevelopment as soon as possible. Who is right? Who is wrong? Email me this morning, chris@newstalkzb.co.nz. We'll speak to them in about 20 minutes' time. We will continue the talk back for a little bit longer. Graffiti in our region, what do we do about it? Are the penalties harsh enough for our young offenders? Whereas Robin was saying before, you know, if they get off these types of petty crimes or the penalties they serve are too light, they probably go on to harder crime. I think Robin is absolutely right. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Welcome on into the program.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous because I've never rung before.
Don't be nervous, Kathy. It's only me. I'm nothing.
Oh, no, I think you're a good person.
Thank you.
Getting to the CTV graffiti on that placard, I've actually never had a look at it yet because I'm sort of, it's too disheartening to go into the city at the moment because there's so many buildings, you don't know which, where's where and what's what. But I think the people that have done it should be punished more than what they get, because they just go out and do it again. There's so much around, but doing that to a sacred place is downright bloody disgusting.
It is disgusting, and as I was saying before, Kathy, for me it feels like they've damaged over 100 gravestone heads. That's how it feels.
That's right, and I reckon if you can find the person that's done it, or the people that have done it, perhaps if you find out if they have lost a loved one, and go on to face their grave.
Oh, so you know, that's just stooping to their level. We should never do that. We should lead by example. And I think the way to do that is to give them a serious education lesson as to how many people died at the CTV site.
But do they understand what people have lost?
Obviously not, because to do that, to deface a sign that says please treat this area with respect, and they do that. And we're talking about the graffiti
is right
below that title.
And it's no, they've got no respect. The kids that are doing that have got no respect.
No and, respect at all, Kathy. None and, whatsoever.
And they've got no boundaries. They've got no, you know, for them to go out at night time and do it, it's terrible.
Mm. It is. Well, it shows they're cowards to, because they probably. I mean, they were not. They're not going to do it on peak hour traffic.
And maybe
are they
should clean it up and keep cleaning it up. The people that do it keep cleaning it up and make them go around the whole of the city.
Yeah.
In their underwear, and make them clean it up.
Even on a cold day, I think that's
even
good
on a cold day when it's snowing as well.
Yeah, nicely said. And now, listen, you were saying you haven't been into the central city, Kathy, recently. What I would say to you is I would encourage you to have a look around.
Yeah.
I went in there for a decent look about 3 Sundays ago.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
And it is actually a good experience. It enables you to at least try and move on. But there are plenty of buildings that are popping up.
Yeah.
You know, around the CBD area, not so much inside,
yeah, well,
but it makes you feel like, it gives you, it really does give you a feeling of hope. Well, closure, but hope, you know. And
also,
we need
I mean, that. I want to take my grandson, we've got custody of our grandson, he's only 10, he's going on 11, and we want to show him, but he's sort of too frightened as well, and I'm going to so I'm taking him in one Sunday so that he can get over it as well. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm no psychologist, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
I really do.
I think it is.
The sad thing is, though, I mean, you go down High Street, you don't recognise anything.
No,
everything,
you don't.
Everything's gone.
No.
But the weird thing is, and I suppose it's nice in one way, there is a lot of development, which I feel so good about when I see going over the overbridge towards Moorhouse Ave. There's a new blood service bank going up. There's a new building. There's the new. There's plenty of fantastic looking glass buildings going up down Lincoln Road.
I can't wait to see it, but then again, it's so. You know, we've lost so much. I mean, all the historic buildings, you know, we've lost them all. I mean, Marshall will have no heritage. He won't know.
That's your grandson, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he won't know unless we tell him, and we're going to teach him now, and then he will know and realise what people have lost and what the city has lost.
Well, sadly, it's part of Marshall's history, what has happened. So I guess, you know. Well, if you do take your grandson out in the area, give us a call back and let me know what his reaction was, would you?
Yeah, I will.
You're lovely.
Because he's got a disability as well, so he's got learning problems and his ADHD, so he probably won't sort of understand, but we're going to take him there.
Well, even when you have a look, give me a call back and let me know what you think.
I will.
Well, you're a first-time caller. I appreciate you calling in, and have a lovely day.
You too.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Laurie, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the flag, but I just was picking up from that last person. I think it's disgraceful what they're doing, actually, with the graffiti. And I'm surprised that they haven't been able to put more in place to catch these young hoodlums or whatever.
What hurts me is the fact that I think the CDV site should have been at least redeveloped now with a poignant, sensitive memorial. It shouldn't be a concrete block like it is now. I think that's disrespectful, and that shows, you know. I don't know, but that angers me in a way, because if there was something there now, hopefully, you know, there'll be less chance of this kind of abhorrent behaviour.
Oh, I agree entirely, and it's like our iconic flag, you know. I can't understand why people want to get it changed, and, you know, it'd be another, something else that's lost in history sort of thing, you know, and it's, these people that are wanting it changed can't surely be true New Zealanders.
Ah, well, this is nice to hear from somebody. You're the first caller this morning, Laurie, and good on you. You strongly want the New Zealand flag to stay as it is.
Absolutely, you know, if they want to put ferns and things, whatever they want to do with it, let them do it to the rugby jerseys and things like that. But, hey, our flag is, you know, we always remember our flag. That's our flag. It was made that way, and that's the way it was done, and it means so much to so many of us New Zealanders.
Nicely said. But let me expand on that. Why is the current New Zealand flag, personally for you, Laurie, something special, that's something that should not be touched?
Well, I've been through a lot, you know. I'm in my 70s, and I've seen right, you know, from way, way back. And, you know, when that flag came up, it meant something to me as I went through the forces and things like that.
Yeah.
It was something, it meant something to me. just like those tears and things mean to the other people that have lost loved ones. That flag stands for so many things.
And do you think particularly now, Laurie, because you're in Christchurch and we have lost so much of our history, this is just, what, do you think it's almost worthy of saying it's another kick in the guts that we want to try and change something else?
Absolutely,
A kick in the guts that we want to try and change something else.
Absolutely, I'm astounded when I go to the city. I've got to think now, what was on that corner?